Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, Lagos. Welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3. It's time for Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. And let's just do this, okay? EMM is a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered as, facts, but should be considered as opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your business-related issues. Now that that's out of the way, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. And if money matters to you every day, hey, this is the program for you. We'll be teaching you how to raise money, grow money, and keep your money. Interested in asking questions? All you have to do is call any of these numbers live. There's 0809-191-3913. And of course, there's 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913. And we're also on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. Join the conversation there. You can also hit us up on WhatsApp. Yes, don't forget to use the hashtag EMM. Send your questions in and at Naira Metrics as well. Of course, we have the money man in the building, Ugo Dre. Obi Choko, good morning.
Hey, morning, Lagos. How's everybody doing?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? How's the week been?
It's been tough, busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a busy last 7 days.
Oh, right. What's going on?
Trying to survive this town.
Right. You don't look like you're trying
second
to survive.
Second half of the year, it's been tough.
You look like you're surviving pretty well.
No, man. It's you know when you try to sometimes you put on a game face.
Yeah, I like your game face.
Like you're good.
Can you borrow me your
game
face?
Like everything's okay, but you know it's not okay.
Please, can I use your game face? My game face is not working. It has not worked for years. So please, I can borrow yours. Right, what's happening in the world of business and...
Hey, Lagos.
Yes.
What do you think about AFCFTA?
The free trade agreement.
Yeah, that's been on everybody's.
Is this a good thing? Because I mean, the people have raised their concerns in the beginning, talking about how Africa isn't really developed yet for it, how we're not exporting as much, how it might become a case where some countries will become dumping grounds. Are these all real concerns and fears?
Yeah, they are. I mean, Nigeria is the largest economy in Africa. Not just the largest, it's also, excuse me, by far the largest market as well. So it's a huge problem for us at any point in time. So there's that risk that Nigeria could become a dumping ground. I mean,
we have the population.
Some. Yeah, yeah.
It
yeah,
seems
yeah,
like now that this we is do. Going on, everyone would just automatically think, where's the easiest place to take my goods and services? The biggest population in Africa, obviously, Nigeria.
Exactly.
So can we guard that against that though?
What you need to ask yourself is, do you want to be part of this?
Mm.
Or do you want to just be out of,
on the sidelines.
Smuggling, on the sideline because of smuggling, and what have you. But you got to weigh the risk against the benefits. And I think we kind of outlined the risk in an Naira Metrics article that you can check, and there's an infographic out there that you can use. But by and large, I think it's good. The major risk, Sadiq, is that smuggling. I mean, like, our borders are pretty much porous, and if we don't take time, we'll just make millionaires out of this thing. Like, you know, a lot of all those guys that
already
just allow smuggled items to get into the country, could make a killing out of this. So that's the risk. And then there's also huge risk for SMEs. SMEs got to be worried about this too. Yeah, because imagine if you just own one small SME and maybe you're producing, some kind of water, bottled water or something. And then somewhere, huge manufacturer with better distribution network and patient capital just comes in, they can knock you out of the market.
Easily.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's coming from another African country thanks to free trade.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, what free trade does is that it makes prices of goods and services kind of cheaper for everyone.
Okay.
Right? Because what it means is that there's a lot more competition, and then you don't need to pay a lot for the same good or service, right? And you have a lot of substitutes. So that's like, the benefit. And then increased trade typically helps economies because it means that government can earn more tax revenue or whatever.
True.
But then it's the survival of the fittest. You know what I mean? It's basically capitalism in its full glare. Yeah. So if you're not strong, there's no protection anywhere. If you're not strong, there's no government trying to protect you with tax incentives or duties and things like that.
That's
anybody can come into Nigeria and come and set up shop.
Just like that.
Yeah. Ghanaians, Cameroonians,
there are advantages. Anybody. We have to look at our own businesses as well.
Yeah, so it's basically like, I mean, like, was that Niger Spirit dominant? Like, can it really come out and do something? Can Niger Spirit, like, dominate the entire Africa? We actually, you know, all over West Africa, we kind of dominate West Africa, but can we, like, spread it? And can we do things that are a lot more structural rather than just, you know, owning small businesses? Can we export a lot of our huge factories or huge manufacturing, you know, businesses here to other African countries? So by and large, it's interesting though, but I don't see this kicking in till maybe 2 years, 3 years from
so
now.
So it will take some time to implement,
because it's going to be a lot of regulations that government has got to draw. So government of various countries have to also agree on regulations. So for example, we need to have, you have tight regulations against smuggling and you know, tax evasion. Other countries got to have something similar so that there's an equal level playing field.
True.
So that's one thing.
So it's not all doom and gloom. There is a possibility that things could work out, and it's also opening the market for us to go to other African countries as small businesses and set up shop there
Right. Hey, so something else as well. Did we talk about the CBN, you know, by force rule last week?
No.
We talk about it.
About how they're forcing. I think we brushed upon it a little. How they want to force banks to lend to people now.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing, right?
Well, you know. You know,
on paper. Why aren't you agreeing with this? Wait. I thought this was a good move. I thought this is something that we've hoped and we've waited for, especially in Nigeria.
What if I force you to part a little part of your salary and lend people with it?
If I'm getting my returns, then hey. I mean,
just lend to anybody. I tell you, lend to this guy and this guy and this guy.
As long as I say,
you must always lend Charles.
Not Charles. I'd rather give Joseph. Joseph will pay back.
Well, they tell you, give it Charles.
Yeah, but I mean, are we saying that there's not? I mean, in other parts of the world, it seems like banks are almost helping the economy. It seems like they're going out of their way.
There are reasons why they do that. There are a lot of incentives
They're making money from it. It's like two different approaches. It's like, I could either make 10 million from one person or I could make 10 million from a million people.
Unfortunately, Nigerian banks are not making money from lending to, you know, let's just try to balance this out, so CBN is saying lend money to a lot of people, right? So I'd rather you lend 1 million naira to 1 million people
as opposed to 10 million to one person
you know what I mean? 10 million to 1 million people than 10 million to one person, because that way you create some kind of you know, ripple effect on the economy. That's what I believe. But banks are saying, fine, I mean, we can do this, but that the credit system has to be better. So the interest rates are going to be higher, the tenors can't be that long, and then because I don't have collateral, then it's going to be better credit rating system in the country that can rate borrowers. People've got to have some kind of uniform identity around the country, you know, that we can plug into the database and everybody
like
is, so that Sadiq doesn't change his name to Kudus. You know what I mean? So that's the...
How did you know?
I'm kidding. That's the thing that's their fear. And so that way they're like, look, you it's good to nudge industries into certain direction, but can you just impose things on them like as you like? I don't know. And you know, sometimes you actually determine these things by how foreign investors react, and investors are not actually happy. Like,
so they're not happy about
banking stocks, you know, basically tanked last week.
Oh, wow.
By 6%. So it wasn't a bump. I mean, it's not like banking stocks have been doing well anyway, but it wasn't a bump at all, which means that they weren't actually happy with it. And then some bank stocks were dumped yesterday as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, and this is just based on this information.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's really interesting. But one will have thought and speculated that if you are opening your markets to more people, I mean, it's fewer risks, but spread across, I mean, more people, that would actually help the banks even more. I mean, you're opening your doors up. It means more possibility of getting interest. But hey, what do I know?
Yeah. Something else. Airtel. They listed yesterday on the Nigerian Stock Exchange.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of gillies and.
So they're the second, telecoms company to list
after MTN. So, okay,
so are there any advantages?
It's like in 3 months we got Airtel and MTN listing on the exchange. Oh my god!
So is that good for consumers, for people? Yeah, buying into the
company. It's for investors.
Sorry,
yeah, please.
So that's it. Yeah, I do apologize.
Yeah, so it's good. Good thing. You want to have a stock market that is deep. You know, you have quality stocks that you can invest in. It's just that the demand in the stock market has waned. Terribly.
People aren't really seeing
People aren't really happy with the market.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't happy with the economy. Buhari is yet to you know, announce
his
cabinet. People are not really like,
because they need an economic direction.
Sort of like, everyone needs an economic direction.
Yeah.
And like a booster, something to stimulate, you know, interest.
Say, okay,
in
we're
the
going
sector,
to pump more money in this direction. Yeah. We're going to do
but
more
one thing
that.
Is clear though, a lot of stocks are like cheap in terms of valuation.
Oh, that's for now.
Yeah. So there's gonna be a bull ride pretty soon. It could be in the next
maybe towards the end of the year.
You know, I'm thinking something around August. It could be a bull ride or early September when people are back from vacation.
I'm
thinking maybe I just wanna get into stocks now
that things are low.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pay a lot more attention to stocks and then maybe we can get into that. Something else. So, you know, Bloomberg named the 100 richest people in the world.
Okay. Wait. Yes, I know.
Did I see your name?
No, your name was there. We saw it.
Did I see your name?
99.
There was only one Nigerian name there. One African name.
What? Really?
Just one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's shocking. Just one.
Yep.
And who is this? And who is this, my friend? Who else?
Who?
Dangote.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they might mention others.
Could have.
Who? You know, because they did recent reports about some individuals with billions of dollars.
Oh, really?
Yes. You didn't see the reports, Bloomberg?
It was just him.
Oh, really?
Billions.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And this is the top 100 richest people in the world.
In the world. Yeah.
So they're not counting 1 billion or 2 billion. They're counting
billions. It's okay. Don't worry, Godre.
Quadruple plus kind of billions.
Let me guess, you are 101. That's 0.5.
Not even the top 1 million.
You never know. These things can change overnight.
And then finally, this is news this morning that Nigerian Customs.
Mm-hmm.
They earned, wait for it, 203 billion naira in the first half of this year. As bad as this country is.
That's in the first half.
Yeah.
This is more than they've made in previous years for the entire year, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that in terms of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did this time last year was 176 billion.
That's for the whole year this time?
The first half of last year.
The first half.
Yeah,
oh,
same period.
The period. Okay.
So they did better. 203 billion.
Wow.
The economy is bad, but...
Yeah, I mean, but...
203 billion.
So that means people are still bringing things in.
People are buying cars every day.
Yeah, so getting that amount of money, it's positive in the amount of money.
It's good for government revenue.
Yeah, but in the fact that it's coming from importation, right?
Import and export, but mostly
import.
But you know, we actually export more than we import in terms of value of goods.
Okay, yes.
But in terms of volume of goods, we import more.
Interesting. Right, and I know you've sent in a lot of questions. Let's start dealing with them while we can. Let's take this one first. It says, hi, Ugodre, good morning. Please advise me. I did a mutual fund with Cashcraft Securities and Asset Management Limited. Total investment is 1.9. 75 million, and now it's time to pay me, and they're saying they have no money. What legal steps can I take to get my money? Right.
Yeah. I think this question came through
mm-hmm.
my Twitter handle, and it was kind of worrying, though. I've seen a few messages like this from Cashcraft. Cashcraft had an issue sometime a few years ago, and they were suspended, but I think they're back on.
Okay.
And this probably must have been dividend paid or maybe an investment made years ago.
Okay, yeah. Before or while they still had the issues.
And yeah, because if I hear you right, did he say they used it to buy stocks? Can you repeat that question?
And I just said, please advise me. I did a mutual fund with Cashcraft Securities.
Mutual fund. So mutual funds are typically registered by Securities and Exchange Commission. So, I don't know what year you did this, but I think you might want to contact SEC. Yeah, you want to write to SEC. You know, there are complaints units. They usually take things like this very seriously. So just send a petition to SEC.
Okay.
Copy Cashcraft as well.
And then they'll sort it out.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's possible, copy Nigeria Stock Exchange as well. They'll sort this out for you. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Should be happening.
This is from Obina N, and he says, hello, Ugo, how are you? I saw your video on YouTube, Treasury Bills, and I was moved. I have invested through my bank in Nigeria lately. I feel I should get more percentage returns if I go through the primary market. Please, as someone not in the country at the moment, how can I invest through the primary market? My bank pays me about 14% for the 364 portfolios, but I feel I may make more or 17% or more through the primary market. How do I go about this from outside Nigeria?
Man, stick to your 14%, man. You're not going to get more than 40% in treasury bills. Hell no. Even you're not going to get that. Yeah.
Primary markets, that's the highest you can get.
So what you can get, the highest you can get in primary market currently is probably about 12 point something percent.
Okay.
You can't get 14%. So just stick to that portfolio that is giving you 14%. That's where you want to be.
It's working.
Don't leave it. And I wonder what it is. Share it so that we can get into it as well.
I knew you were.
Is it local?
There.
Is it in Nigeria? Is
it
outside?
I'm not telling you. Moving on.
Where?
Don't worry, we'll get in contact with you. This is from Yinka. Yinka says, hi, I raised this question on PayPal's policy of excluding Nigerians from receiving payments on her platform.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly I missed the addition or due to the fact that you have lots of questions coming in.
Yes,
it has not
I
been
do.
Addressed. But we did address that, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm sure we probably did.
Well, he's asking again to kindly assist. But really, you can't really do much.
Yeah, like I said that time, like, you know, because of all the currency controls that we have, the CBN basically has restricted inflow and outflow of money, and PayPal doesn't like things like that. So even though the CBN has loosened up a bit in the last few weeks, but PayPal doesn't like the fact that even happened.
So they don't like restrictions.
And because of, you know, the penchant for, you know, Yahoo and that kind of stuff.
Yes,
so,
and other things.
Yeah, so the CBN is not happy. I'm sorry, PayPal is not happy with things. So from time, Nigeria has never really had, you know, access to PayPal accounts. So there was a time they were trying to do it with some banks. I think First Bank.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to First Bank, so you can use First Bank, open a PayPal account, and things like that. When that capital controls thing happened in 2015, 16, and they were like, you know what, we're done. Like,
we're done. We're
we thought
out.
You guys were okay, but you're not okay, so we're not doing it again, so we're out. So it's difficult. So I use a PayPal account, but you know the funny thing?
Uh-huh.
My PayPal account was opened in the US several years ago. But I can't make transfers from here.
Even the fact that you opened it in the US, you can't.
Yeah, once they see
the IP address is
the
Nigeria.
IP address, yeah, that's it.
Shut down.
Yeah, so the only thing I can do is like,
can credit your account.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, you can credit my account.
Just
I can use to pay. Yeah.
Wow.
So if I want to pay, you know, I have to get someone in the US, you know, share my information, and then get them to, you know, to pay for me and all that. Because once they see your IP address, that's
Nigeria.
It,
they said no. We're not doing it again. We're sorry.
Yeah, they just block you out.
That's just sad. We'll take more questions, but we have to go on a very short break. We'll be right back after this. EMM, Everyday Money Matters, continues.
From Nigeria's cultural melting point, this is Lagos Talks 91.3.
That's right. Welcome back to Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. Yes, Ugo Dreobichukwu is in the studio and we're still answering your questions. Don't forget, you could call in with your questions to 0809-191-3913 or 0809-222-0913. Fast running out of time. Let us take more questions. Right. Have I done this one? Yeah, this is from Sikan. And he says, hello, Ugodre. I have really been following up on your material on the CBN directives to banks to increase percentage of loans given out. Please, do you think this will in any way reduce profit on loans to small businesses or middle class people looking for mortgage loans? I want your candid predictions, please. Yeah, so we just talked about it, though.
Prediction.
Right.
Will it reduce? Oh, definitely. It will.
Really? To middle
for some banks? Yeah.
Oh, to small businesses?
Yeah. It will, because if you're lending to small businesses, then you're taking, you know, higher risk.
That's a bit confusing. So, I thought the whole directive was to go away from government lending and borrowing and move to more, you know, people oriented.
Yes, because government lending and borrowing is considered risk.
Okay.
And since it's risk-free and you're earning, so think about it. So the banks are are taking money from you at 2%,
yes,
3% savings deposit rate, even though, you know, the money doesn't really stay there for too long. But I mean, like, well, savings deposit rate. And then they are putting that same money in treasury bills or government securities at between 12 and 14%. Okay. So you can see that spread. So the CBN is saying, look, why don't you just push some of that money to small businesses and take some risk?
Yeah. You know, like we're taking risks.
Yeah, like taking risks. And it's not that banks are not lending or are not, you know, taking risk. Mm. The difference is that banks are basically lending money to they're lending money to, you know, single obligors. That's, you know, like maybe very rich guys.
Very exactly.
So, and you find out that so I was reading papers, you know, the other day, and you can see that there are probably like 10, you know, companies that owe most of the money, like maybe 80% of the total
all
loans,
the defaulters.
You know, yeah. So the concentration is very high, you know, on a few people.
Yeah.
So as against,
this is actually easier for the banks.
Yeah.
Really.
So they are saying, CBN saying, look, I rather, like, you know, there's a lot more people that you're lending to than just a few
than
people,
just a few,
right? Because, you know, but then another school of thought is saying, look, what's the point? Like, you can lend money to one person. Say, okay, let's use Dangote as an example. You can lend money to Dangote. And Dangote, you know, because his business is so big, he can create some kind of, you know, these smaller businesses for a lot of people, for truck distributors, for suppliers.
Knock-on
effect and all that. And that's probably a better way to create a thriving economy. But then most economies will agree now, like even in the US, they tell you know, they have all these small business regulations loans and small business laws, because they know that, like,
you have,
you
to
know,
protect
small businesses
small business.
Are the ones who actually create the most jobs.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So yeah, so hopefully, well, it doesn't reduce the amount of loans going in that direction, hopefully. Anyways, we've run out of time. I do apologize. I actually see the phone calls ringing. Well, let me try and take this phone call at least. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. My name is Julius. I'm calling from Shopify area.
Thank you, Julius.
I really want to know, like a paper that people are talking about, if you open a PayPal account, then can you receive money from U.S.?
Can you receive
so if you
US?
Open a PayPal account, of course you can receive money from anywhere in the world.
It's,
I mean, like,
you can't send
once it is open, you can receive money from anywhere in the world. The problem is that you can't send
that
from Nigeria.
Money.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right, thank you so much for your call. Thank you,
Mr. Sadiq. I'm really missing my daddy Iguru. I don't know whether he'll be off today.
No, he's coming on a Monday. We'll have to wait until Monday.
Okay, on Monday.
Don't worry,
that's good.
I'll pass on the message.
I'm missing him. I tried up to add him up on my Twitter account.
Oh.
I can't just get him on. I don't know.
Sorry, if you get to my hand,
I really. You're so smart, Mr. Iguru.
Thank you. Yeah, but you know what? Hit me up on Twitter. I'll be able to connect you with the guru, okay? Thank you so much for calling in. We have run out of time. Ugo Dre, please let the people know. Tell them, how do we get in contact with Naira Metrics if they have any more questions?
All I want is Ugo Dre's address.
Nope, you're not getting it.
I don't want him. Address. I want account number.
No, I need to pay him a visit.
Guess what Sadiq said? Asked Sadiq if, you know, banks forced him to lend money to someone. So banks tell him, lend money to Charles. He said no, he won't lend money to Charles, but he'll lend money to Joseph.
Yes, because Joseph will pay
Joseph
back.
Pays, so you pay your bills.
I pay my bills.
Exactly.
I send you your address.
No, you're not getting it. All right, Lagos, visit us www.nairametrics.com. I am signing out.
Have you seen Joseph in my house.
Instagram, Twitter, everywhere at Nairametrics. Go to my Instagram account. You see a picture of my kids. You're in the studio.
Exactly. They're in the studio today. Right. They joined us for Everyday Money Matters.
I have to visit you.
Right. Thank you so much for listening to Everyday Money Matters. If you still have questions, you could go online on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. Don't forget to add Naira Metrics as well.